It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3 on the phone with us this morning. Once and future Hardin County resident Rob Zoller, how are you this morning?
I'm well. I'm well. Kind of doing this in between packing and getting and moving. So,
well, for those who don't know, you're going to be the coach at Elizabethtown High School for the girls' soccer program. And tell us a little bit about your history here in Hardin County with soccer and with coaching.
Kind of started back in 2001, and Doug Barnes took a chance on me and brought myself and my wife in. She teaches, she's a math teacher, so brought us into the district, and it's kind of all started there. And then we had a great run at E-Town, seven straight regional championships. We went over 6 years without losing a game in the region. I guess had a loss, two losses my first year, and then we went something like 70-2 overall in the region, and kind of expected, to kind of roll back that way. We've got really talented group, and I'm really looking forward to getting started with this group. I got to spend some time with them in June, and had a couple parent meetings, and kind of laid down the groundwork for what I think is going to be pretty exciting fall.
And it seems like this is, if we're talking about building a program and building a dynasty, you guys have got an exciting thing you're adding to your lineup. You're bringing in middle school girls soccer. Is that right?
We are. I think last year, Coach Yates kind of got that ball rolling with had a boys team, and then I think now it's kind of where myself and my daughter, probably more my oldest daughter, Abigail, who played soccer at the University of Kentucky and at Mercer University, so she has 4 years of Division I experience. She's probably going to be the one that kind of spearheads running that, as she will be our JV coach at the high school, and she's a great asset. She still plays at a high level with the Cincinnati Sirens, and so that middle school program will hopefully just be another extension of what we're doing at the high school level.
And of course, E-Town has got a dynasty of soccer, through your tenure and through other eras as well, and I think folks are expecting big things.
They probably are, but I would say nobody's expectations are higher than mine. For me, there are lots of little goals we have along the way to get to the big goal. But, at the end of the day, winning a state championship is the prime goal. And honestly, we will see as we get into July and August. But I feel like what I've seen, the pieces might be there. We're kind of excited, and it's kind of something we really weren't hunting. And the opportunity came around, and we have my youngest daughter is going to be a senior, so she'll join us and play in the program. She was a couple year starter at Simon Kenton for us, so we're I'm excited for her, and it should be an exciting fall.
I believe it really will be. All right, so we're going to keep our eyes on that, and you're literally in the process of packing and moving from where you're at currently back to Hardin County and to the E-Town area. So. I know you're very, very busy.
I am, but it's exciting. It's a, it's a top 10 district academically. That's always been a driver for us is, academics. And when I was there, we had the highest team GPA in the school every year. And it's something we expect. One thing that intrigued my to-be senior daughter is she took AP Calculus this year, and E-Town offers the second level of AP Calculus BC. Of course, mom's a math teacher, so she gets none of this math skill from me. But they offered this AP Calculus BC and some engineering courses, which my daughter hopes to be a future engineer. And so some of those things were exciting things to me, especially with us moving her for her senior year. She academically was probably one of the top kids at Simon Kenton, and I know they were sad to lose her. There are lots of exciting things with E-Town District and E-Town High School. So I'm looking forward to be teaching in the building. So I'm excited about that, building those relationships with students there, and It's kind of a special place. It's a special place to our family. So we're looking forward to being back in the area. And I can't say that moving can't be over fast enough, just because if you ever moved, it's not really a fun thing. A good friend of mine said he'd probably rather have all his friends line up and punch him in the face than have to move again. So, you know, I kind of chuckled like that when he told me. And he was my assistant when I was there, and Coach Parsons took over the boys for a while, and so he'll be on our staff, and we're excited about him. And Pete Krems are staying on staff, so we have a lot of continuity with the program, but also just some new blood and some kind of new ideas and a fresh take on the game. So they're exciting times at E-Town with soccer, and I mean the boys have set a high standard. We have a high standard for what we do, and I feel like between us, it's going to be a great thing. And I think we'll work in tandem, sharing ideas, and I think that's how it should go as a staff. So.
Looking forward to having you back in the area. That's Rob Zoller, yes, newly appointed E-Town High School girls coach for soccer, and he and his whole family making an impact on the school system by being back in the area. We wish you well, and safe travels.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
And we are Quixie 98.3.